Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome back to His Ability. I'm your host, Lynn Suzak, and I've got my husband again with me in the studio. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. I brought Mark back on the program with me because he has actually been quite an inspiration to me with regard to dealing with having that other person in the home. We have caregivers in our home, one caregiver at a time, 24/7. And that is how I started my company. I have a disability. I'm in a wheelchair with a spinal cord injury, for those of you who have not been with us very long. And I own a home health care company because I myself have been receiving in-home health care for over 20 years. My situation is that I was married for about 10 years with right after my honeymoon. I did have my accident with my first husband, and we had 5 children, and so that was quite an ordeal, quite a trial that we went through together. And in that time, we had immediately to deal with also having a caregiver in the home. Now, Mark, as you've said before, it's a blessing to have them because, you know, we've decided that you're not going to take part in my care. We just decided that when we got married, it was better to keep things as husband and wife as much as possible, and that you would not participate in the physical side, if possible, of my care.
Right. I of course, help with the dishes and things like that, but I don't take care of your personal health care needs. The aides take care of that.
And we find that has been a really healthy decision for our marriage. I'm enjoying feeling, you know, just like the wife in this situation, and I recommend that for people as much as possible. It is always best to choose to have a person out, a third party, doing the caregiving if possible. I know that's not always possible, but I found that with my first marriage, it was quite a problem after a while to have him involved with the care. You know, burnout does happen, and there's nothing to be ashamed of about that. But when it's time to have a new person step in and take care of a husband, wife, child, whatever it may be, to lift that burden, and if you can, you really should choose to do that. What happens is sometimes we actually, if there's an insurance company involved, you receive income for caregiving. So that presents a little problem because you have to choose between giving up the income and being burnt out and continuing a good relationship with the person that you're giving your care to, the family member. So we have all kinds of experiences to draw from. But when Mark and I decided to get married, and we had been dating, you had experienced what it was like to have a caregiver in our home since we've been dating. How did you feel about that when you first walked in and started to get to know me?
I felt like it was a blessing. Like, you know, we have staff. You know, if you're well-to-do and you have hired staff, that's a blessing for
right.
your life.
And like the Brady Bunch.
Exactly.
You need help sometimes. It's a helper that is around to give you care and sit and. But from my perspective, and I think from my first husband's perspective, we felt like it was a burden and we had to put up with it rather than treating it as a blessing. And I think you had some experience with having a third party in your home, helping you with your children during your first marriage.
My first marriage, we had the young lady that lived behind us was having some troubles with her family and her mom. And so we offered to let her move in with us for a while. I think she was 14 or 15 years old. We built a little room for her in the basement. And that way she was still close to home, but her and her mom could let the dust settle. Mm-hmm. And so I got used to having someone in the house helping us take care of our kids. And occasionally she would, my wife would teach her how to cook. And so she was starting to participate in that. I think it's safe to say that God's been preparing me for this this extra person in the home for a few years now.
It's amazing because I know with my first marriage, it was probably the biggest problem we had with having another person in the home all the time. It you know, it can be an invasion of privacy if you let it, but if both parties want to make it work. And it's all in the attitude, I guess, because, you know, when we get frustrated with another person doing, you know, well, for me, I have like five people on different shifts, and they come in and we have to, you know, find things that may have been misplaced, something didn't get done right here or there. And, you know, it's a lot of forgiving. It's a lot of overlooking.
It's a bit of a trial when you're looking for the lid to your cup, right. And, you know, well, the last person on staff put it somewhere else than the other people put it. And,
right.
Or groceries, you know, hiding back in the cupboard. You know, one person puts the groceries away, but then 2 days later, somebody else is cooking the meal,
and they
can't find it. And so,
you know,
we think we're out of stuff, and
right.
So we get two or three jars of salt stored up, and we have more, you know, more product than we need of some things. So, you could let it bother you, you could let it upset you, or you could just, you know, laugh about it and say, you know, that's one of the things that comes with having help in the house,
right?
Especially multiple shifts of help.
Well, Mark, you've really helped me overcome a lot of my own attitude that I had built up over the years, that I felt, I think, guilty. I feel having a person in my home because I can't do things myself. So what happens with that person and that caregiver, if they do anything wrong, just like when my children do something that's bothering other people, I feel responsible. So I half expectantly think that you're going to eventually get very upset, like my first husband did. And I'm always, you know, kind of looking for that to happen, I guess. That's one of my faults.
You can let me out of the box.
Yeah.
I'm not your last husband.
You're not him. Isn't that nice? So you've kind of coached me, you know, when I complain about, in general, things that happen, that, you know, you just can't, nobody's perfect. You can't change people, but we do have very good help and honest, and they try, and I have my faults, and everybody's overlooking, you know, faults as much as possible. It's kind of just living with as one more person in the family, right. And we have seven children between the two of us, so.
And then there's the spiritual side of all this. You know, when you have this sort of intruder in your life, you have to learn to forgive, because little things that this person does that, you know, they're trying to do the best job they can in helping you, but they may be doing something that irritates you, or that, you know, you asked them not to do in the past. And so there's the resentment, and then bitterness starts to come. And, you know, pretty soon you're not looking forward to that caregiver's shift, and you're building this animosity. And since you and I talk so much and we share so much in our lives, we see that in each other, and we you know, we call it out on the carpet and say, hey, you know, you're unforgiving here. You got to give this person a little room. And, you know, then we realize, yeah, you're right. And, you know, we ask, first of all, God's forgiveness for sucking up that spirit of unforgiveness towards this other person, and, you know, help deliver me of that. And then choose to forgive the caregiver for whatever it was that upset you. And then everything kind of goes back to normal again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, God's teaching us a lot of things by having these people in our homes.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are sharing that with our staff. So that when they come into your homes, for any of you who may use a Utilay, that they will be understanding and realize where they shouldn't, you know, where they shouldn't go and what they shouldn't do, and like assuming you want something or assuming you want a particular thing done. That's one of the things that the caregivers, they learn in time, but at the beginning they have to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to say, do you want this? Would you like that? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they can take away your independence. What little independence you already have,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're just trying to help you out, and they don't realize they're taking your independence away.
Yeah. We've had a lot of conversations, you and I, about just little things like how to help me in my chair, hand me something, help me with my food, and the frustrations that can even go along with little things like that. And just the, you know, well, I didn't know how you wanted it. And I say, well, you didn't ask. And, you know, we have a lot of experience that actually we can bring to the table with the coaching for, you know, one thing that we have accomplished is the people that I have as clients, you know, when they have issues, I can definitely sympathize and empathize with them. And I
You understand.
Yeah,
you
know, I know how it feels to have a person helping you that you really wish didn't have to be there. You want to do it yourself. It's quite.
But you need them there
right.
at the same. So you got to. There's
be
a
grateful,
division,
yeah. and you feel guilty, and you resent it a little, and so that's something that we have in our company that is really quite invaluable. And even from Mark's perspective, for the rest of the family, the person that's not the person receiving the care, but they need the help, and then they have to deal with having that person in there when we really all wish that they didn't have to be there. So we have quite a bit of experience to draw on, and we do use this when we talk to people in our clientele. So I'm glad that you've been prepared to take that place in our home right now with all that God has put in your past.
You know, I have to give credit to each of your caregivers. They seem to know when we want privacy. They seem to know when it's a family discussion and they really should be out of the room, and they're sensitive to that.
I have to tell you, that's about 20 years of my experience coaching them as well, where when to be
well,
in the room
the
and when to
it.
Be not. So you're it is an awkward situation, but they do a great job of respecting that. And I think that the another thing that I find is they're not, I have 7 children and then I have a caregiver, and I don't treat my caregiver like I treat my children. It's, you know, and I do have a certain level of respect that they're, you know, they're an adult. So all of that comes into play, and we appreciate that experience and pass it on to our other caregivers in our company. So I think that's pretty much all we have time for today. Thanks, Mark, for helping us out and giving
pleasure.
Us your insight. And so if you need any in-home health care, you know that Utilite Home Care Plus is where you can find it. Please call us at 734-261-1220 and ask for Sherry. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call Utilite at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.